You think classical music is in better shape now than it was in the year 2000?
Yeah, I would say in a funny way it is, in part because of the financial issues and the cultural issues. As our culture grows more away from classical music in many ways, I think a lot of the big institutions are having to face realities in a way that they weren't. They've been reluctant to do it all along, but I think that you see orchestras, for example, reaching out into communities and trying to find ways to make themselves vibrant and redefine themselves. For some, it's kind of a rote thing of, oh, we must do this in order to get grant money. But when you see people really genuinely doing it, I think Marin Alsop in Baltimore, for example, is a wonderful and very interesting illustration of how a musician can be effective in ways that aren't necessarily all about making music. She's had tremendous success in Baltimore at a time of great financial hardship and really succeeded in galvanizing the community in a way that Yuri Temirkanov, one of the greatest conductors alive, was not able to through pure music making. I'm not saying that it's not about the music making anymore, but I think that the orchestras are trying to come out of the ivory tower and engage a little bit, and I think they're going to have to do that in some way in order to survive, whatever the success looks like for different orchestras. I don't think you can just fall back on the model anymore that we offer the greatest music in the world and you'd better like that. And I think that's a good thing for the field. I think that concept of dialogue is enriching for musicians.